Rushed, chaotic and inadequate. That's how an independent review describes the way the former Labor government's national broadband network was developed. The review was commissioned by the current government and analyses the advice that led to the NBN. It found there was no business case or cost-benefit analysis, and it's deeply critical of the consumer watchdog. Big taxpayer-funded projects could face new hurdles in the wake of the report. From Canberra, here's James Glenday.
The Coalition has long been unhappy with the way the national broadband network was developed between 2008 and 2010. So, earlier this year, former opposition leader turned Communications Minister Malcolm Turnbull commissioned former Telstra director Bill Scales to consider whether or not Australia's largest infrastructure project was set up on good advice.
It was an extraordinary leap into the unknown, the most reckless commitment of Commonwealth funds in our history.
That's not quite what Mr. Scales found, but his report, which was released last night, is scathing. It states the second stage of Labor's broadband policy was only briefly looked at by Cabinet, without evidence of a business case, independent study, or cost-benefit analysis. It found the company responsible for the project, now known as NBN Co., was established with just 11 weeks' consideration, wasn't fit for the mammoth task at hand, and didn't have clear operating instructions. Mr. Scales says the problems in the initial setup of the NBN have had a long-lasting and detrimental effect on its operations and rollout, and also found the consumer watchdog, the ACCC, overstepped its authority when it advised Labor connecting the broadband fibre through street terminals, or nodes, was not a stepping stone policy towards linking fibre directly to people's homes.
What is extraordinary is that the ACCC, which is not an engineering consulting firm, gave that advice. And what is even more remarkable, frankly, is that the government took it.
Labor says the report is politically motivated. In a statement, communications spokesman Jason Clare says the government should get on with building the NBN instead of paying mates to write reviews. The document does make 7 recommendations, including a call to have all infrastructure projects worth more than $1 billion subject to a public cost-benefit analysis, and another to have all large infrastructure election commitments independently costed by Infrastructure Australia or the Productivity Commission. Malcolm Turnbull says the suggestions make sense and could help ensure public money isn't wasted, but he became defensive when repeatedly questioned if other contentious multi-billion dollar policies, like his government's paid parental leave scheme, should also be subject to similar scrutiny.
Well, it's already been the subject of consideration by a number of people, including the Productivity Commission, but it is the government's policies. I'm puzzled, given this report on the National Broadband Network and Labor's failure to properly analyse a major infrastructure project, and obviously unhappy with that, you've no doubt find that boring, you want to turn this into a discussion about paid parental leave. Don't you think you're a little bit off subject?
The Communications Minister Malcolm Turnbull ending that report from James Glenday.